And now a word from our sponsors at Betterment. If you're listening to my show, you're looking for tips on how to work smarter, not harder. And let's be real, you're already working hard to earn your money, but how do you make sure that your money is working hard for you? Here's how. With a Betterment automated investment and savings app, your money will go to work. They've got technology that will provide you with advanced tools, and they're built to help maximize your returns, not to mention your time. They have expert-built portfolios of low-cost exchange-traded funds. You know I love those exchange-traded funds. There's automated investing technology, and as part of that, automated rebalancing. Many of you have been asking about rebalancing, and it sort of feels like a hard thing to do on your own. With Betterment, easy peasy. They do it for you. Visit Betterment.com to get started. Learn more about high-yield cash accounts at Betterment.com. Investing involves risk. Performance is not guaranteed. Cash reserve offered through Betterment LLC and Betterment Securities. Betterment is not a bank. If you've ever been in the market for a new home, you know home shopping can be a lot. There's so much you don't know and so much you need to know. What are the neighborhoods like? What are the schools like? Who is the agent who knows the listing or neighborhood best? And why can't all this information just be in one place? Well, now it is on Homes.com. They've got everything you need to know about the listing itself. But even better, they've got comprehensive neighborhood guides and detailed reports about local schools. And their agent directory helps you see the agent's current listings and sales history. Homes.com collaboration tools make it easier than ever to share all this information with your family. It's a whole cul-de-sac of home shopping information, all at your fingertips. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Welcome to the Jill on Money Show. It's Saturday, April 27th, and we are here trying to help you make better financial decisions. The way that we do that is to ask you to do just a little bit of work. Go to our website, jillonmoney.com. Click the Contact Us button and complete the form. If you want to join us live, check that box. Mark will do everything else. While you're on the website, don't forget that you can sign up for the free weekly newsletter. It comes out every Friday. Mark does such a great job with that. And you can also subscribe to Jill on Money Live. That is where, for $35 for the next 12 months, you will have access to quarterly live webinars, bonus video content that lives up there. We just did a great interview with Teresa Ghilarducci. She's a retirement expert, economist, author. All that is on the Jill on Money Live site, meaning it's behind the paywall. $35, though. Pretty reasonable, I think, at least. Okay, let's get to you. Today, we are talking to Casey, who's on the line from Oregon.
Well, Jill, I have changed jobs several times over the last 10 years. And as a result, I have a whole bunch of different retirement accounts. So it feels like the money is just sitting in like 8 or 9 different pots. And I...
8 or 9? Stop it. Really?
Really?
Are you contributing to a retirement plan right now?
Yes, absolutely. I've been a really good saver, but I have switched jobs a few times. So it means that all this money is sitting in different accounts. And I felt like I needed some insight on whether and where I could consolidate it.
Okay, Casey, how much do you make?
$150.
Single, partnered, married, anything?
Single, no kids.
Casey, how old are you?
I'm 45.
How much are you putting away into your retirement plan right now, and what kind of plan is it?
Right now, I have a 401k, and I'm maxing it out, and I am maxing out my Roth IRA.
You've been in this job for a while or not so long?
I just started a new job a few months ago.
Do you own a home?
Nope, I still rent.
Okay. How much is your rent?
It's about $2,000 all in.
That's pretty good. It's funny, you said that you are... Are you able to max out your Roth because you're making a traditional 401k contribution that brings you down below the limits?
Yes. This year, because of some other stuff, because I changed jobs, it's no problem. Next year, I think I will be right on the edge of being able to do that.
Right. Okay. All right. But that's fine. So we've just started this plan. Is there one plan that kind of has the most the big chunk of money?
Yeah, I have $660 in an old 401k with Fidelity.
Who's the new 401k provider?
It's with Vanguard.
I hesitate to move everything, of course, at Vanguard, because who knows, you might be changing jobs 17 more times in the next 2 years, right?
Well, hopefully not. And actually, you know, I don't particularly want to move that old 401k with Fidelity. It's got a really good set of funds. It's probably all the other little accounts I'm concerned about.
Can't you just take all of these accounts? Okay, you said you have really good funds, but you could basically have all index funds at Fidelity in an IRA rollover and essentially do the same thing that you have now, no?
Maybe. Yeah, I hadn't thought about that.
The 650, how much is in, let's say, all the other pieces here? What's going on?
I have two rollover IRAs. Those are probably 50,000 combined.
Where are those held?
One's with Fidelity and one's with T. Rowe. I have a Roth with Fidelity. That's 6,000.
Is that the current Roth?
That is the current Roth.
Mm-hmm.
I have an HSA with Fidelity. That's about 4,000.
Okay.
I have a 457 with T. Rowe. Oh, that's 18,000. We're not done yet, Jill.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
And then I've got a Roth IRA with TIA, and that's 120,000.
You're using index funds. You're managing it yourself, right?
Yep.
Okay. And you're working and you've got money in the bank. You got a little emergency reserve fund.
Yeah, I've got probably 9 months in savings in a CD ladder.
You're good. You are good.
Yeah.
Except for all this craziness all over the place.
Well, actually, I forgot. There's one more. I have.
Of course there is.
Of course there is. I have 35,000 in a UK retirement account.
What?
Yeah, with Scottish Widows.
Oh, my God. So I see the issue.
Yeah.
I see the issue. All right. I have an idea. How do you feel about, you really like Fidelity, right?
I like Fidelity, you know, and they are holding the bulk of my money right now.
How do you feel about a real super duper consolidation?
Okay.
Here's what I think you could do. First of all, these two separate rollover IRAs, ridiculous.
Yep.
There's no reason to have the T. Rowe and the Fidelity. So just move the T. Rowe into the Fidelity. Let's start with that.
Okay.
I mean, from the Roth perspective, do you want to keep the Roth at TIAA or do you want to, you've got to pick one place to hold. So, I mean, I like TIAA, but, you know, you can roll it all into Fidelity and make it easy for yourself.
Yeah. I started the Fidelity account because Tia's website interface sort of drove me nuts.
All right. So good. Fine. So now let's take the 120 that's in TIAA Cref and roll it into the Fidelity.
Okay.
Done. The 457 plan, the old plan.
Yeah. So
I think that's where's, tell me more about that.
That's actually tentatively slated to be part of my down payment if I buy a house next year.
Really? Why would we do that?
Well, the withdrawal rules on it make it possible for me to do that without doing anything more than paying the taxes on it.
So you're just going to pay the tax due. All right. Yeah. I'm going to just put that aside as down payment with a big question mark on it.
Okay.
The big question really is, if we look at Fidelity as the place where you're going to hold all this money, are you willing to take the old 401k and roll it over into your Fidelity rollover IRA? Because in that account, which will be the combination, right? That's going to be your combination of your T. Rowe and your Fidelity. It's going to be 50. You roll the 650 in. You've got 700 grand. And all you have to do is, if you want to keep costs low, then all you need to do is just buy index funds. And you can do that at Fidelity.
Yeah.
And so then Fidelity will hold one rollover IRA with 700 grand in it. It will hold one Roth IRA with $126,000 in it, right?
Yep.
It will hold one HSA with $4,000 in it. You will now be able to use your Fidelity platform to manage everything. I'm going to ignore the 457 because you'll end up paying tax on that next year,
yep,
right? And you'll use that. I don't know what we do with the UK retirement. I mean, honest to God. I mean,
I think it funds a nice vacation at some point in the future.
Exactly right. Exactly right. And then I think you're kind of tidied up. Let me ask you something. Out of that 150, you max out your retirement account.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have a lot of expenses. Theoretically, do you think you could beef up the emergency reserve fund some?
Yeah, I think that's probably the plan for the next for the next year while I sort of look around and see what I want to buy.
All right. One fat Fidelity account, one login, one password to remember. Okay. And you'll manage it all. And I think, I mean, the only thing that I would just be careful about is that when you're ready to get this going, and Fidelity will help you do this,
mm-hmm.
you just get the money invested efficiently and just use index funds.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
You know, it's funny because if you have 401k at Fidelity, you're basically using the assets of Fidelity. In fact, in an IRA rollover, you'll have more flexibility.
Okay.
Then I think we're done. I think that I feel good about this. Do you have your will done?
No, I need to do that.
Okay. The reason why this is so important is that, do you have siblings?
Yeah.
If you're going to make choices around giving money away at your death, you got to put it on paper because there's so many really weird rules each state has. Like if you don't have a spouse and you don't have kids of your own, and then half the money goes to your parents and half goes to the siblings, and maybe you don't want that to happen, you know?
Okay.
So you got to really put it down on paper. I feel very confident that you're going to do that. In fact, if you say like, what should you do first, consolidate or do the estate planning? The answer is yes, you do them at the exact same
time. Okay.
All right.
All right. That makes sense.
If you would like to join us on the program, talk through whatever is going on in your financial life, all you need to do is go to JillOnMoney.com and click the Contact Us button. Don't forget, while you're on the website, you want to check out our YouTube show. It's called Jill on Money, powered by The Compound. Oh, we got something good cooked up for this weekend. You'll have to check that out. Do me a favor. Do something nice for someone else today. Change your work, change your wealth, change your life. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Do you know a high schooler who is a natural leader and loves to give back to their community? The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's Student Visionaries of the Year program might be the perfect opportunity. Forming strong teams to support them, Student Visionaries of the Year candidates fundraise for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This 7-week philanthropic leadership development program helps students gain valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship. Not to mention, it looks great on college applications. But most importantly, it's a chance for students to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on the lives of blood cancer patients and their families. Learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber.
Do you ever see a new face or name on your news feeds and say, who the heck is that?
Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't. The New Yorker says we spelunk deep into the demimonde with convivial delight. That's a direct quote.
Mostly, we're going to explain to you Irish star Barry Keoghan's sudden rise to fame and relationship with a not-so-under-the-radar pop princess named Sabrina.
The fake wedding Real Housewives star Cynthia Bailey had to promote a limo rental company.
And why all the Gen Zers you know are talking about a guy named Benson Boone.
Each episode goes deep into the biggest celebrity stories of the moment. And if you're still confused, we even have a weekly call-in episode where we answer the most burning celebrity queries.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.